Prabhupada talked about Hashem, that the malacha of toichen, the malacha of grinding on Shabbos. That's Hashem. Toichen means to grind. That means, says the Rambam, you take one big mass, and you take this mass and turn it into many small pieces. You take one thing and make it into small pieces. One who realizes this is the opposite of Losh. Losh is taking many small things and making them into one big mass. Toichen and Losh are the two opposite malachas. The nice thing we know toichen means not just grinding, mincing, mashing, all the different forms of taking something into making it into many smaller forms. It's like the block of toichen when it does it on Shabbos, it's chayiv mitzvah. Mam shoyget, chayiv chatzis. Shai is, we know that there's a vada din of toichen when a person does toichen on a non-food item. What was toichen in the Mishkan? Toichen in the Mishkan was that he would take a non-food item, he would take a piece of wheat, he would take this piece of wheat and grind it up into bits of flour. Thus it's a vada toichen on a non-food item. Why was he doing it up there? He was doing it for the level of punishment. Shai is the mitzvah. What's another example of the mitzvah of toichen when a person's doing toichen on a non-food item? The Chabad has a mitzvah. It wasn't nice. A few months ago, somebody came to the big medrash, lo yaleinu such a mitzvah. He comes in and says, he has a piece of glass pane that just broken glass pane on the floor. So he says, what do I do now? The mitzvah, he got a piece of glass on the floor and his children walking around, gotta get rid of it. He tells me, what about mukseh? So mukseh is not a problem. Why is mukseh not a problem? Because there's a mishabura in Kaaba place, it says mishabura in Tavkuk. Oh, there are a few places, there's a mishabura. You know what the problem is? It's not a problem. Because there's going to be somebody who's going to get hurt. There's going to be a headache. So a mela, you could be mako on moksha. Says the Mishabur, it's better to do it. Ayideya Dabarata. Who's not making up this glass? Ayideya Dostan. Anyway. So a mela, when it's that moksha, it wouldn't be a problem. But he wants to know, Shai, Shasi from Kamchon. Says, what if I take that glass? It's got a big piece of glass. It's got a jagged edge. If I'm going to take this piece of glass and put it nicely inside the garbage can, you know what's going to happen? If I take it and put it in the loyalayu, there's still a jagged edge and somebody could still get hurt. So I gotta take it, smash it into the garbage can, it's a thousand little pieces, as I collect it. He says to me, what would be the shayla? He says to me, no, the shayla, stira, you're breaking something. So I said to him, stira doesn't stand. Why? Stira on a broken clean, that's already stira, it's already broken. It's a shayla, but you didn't break it more, it's already broken. You're breaking something that's broken, I don't think there's a problem with stira. No, it's so exciting to go back, take his glass, break it into the garbage. I think there's one little problem here. What's the little problem here? Toichen! Says the Mishabu and Timshin Chot Alex, that they take glass and take it and smash it into many little pieces. This is Ayachet Toichen, Dr. Mishabu. This is Toichen. And he says to me, some Chotem. He says to me, what about Kilko? Destruction. That's not what you're doing. You're taking it and breaking it. Chotem! What do you mean, Kilko? You're taking it and breaking it into many little pieces. And the Chotikin goes with me, Zoich. To have that big glass jagged edge, that's a very dangerous thing. We would much rather have this piece of glass broken into many little pieces. After Shabbat, they went to the Yashiv Shlita, and they were masking, toichen. What are you doing in such a case? You have to get the goy. This is already a mockum we can be made of. I did a goy, because I am taking it to smash it into many little pieces. So we know that the Vada Zina toichen are non-food items. The shayla is, what about toichen on food items? This is a vada, very, very close to this. To know what's going to be. Like, I'll be making his vegetable salad on Shabbos. He has to make his tomatoes. He's got to cut up his cucumbers. So is there a din of toichen on food items? Is there a din of toichen? Is there any way out? We have to make a salad. Oh. So that's what I say. It's great to make it and be shining. Oh, shining is a rush screaming. There's no toichen in oichel, and there's always shining screaming. That there is toichen in oichel. Shem the shulchan aruch lehalacha. We pass the halacha. Yesh toichen veoichel. That means you take your cucumbers, you slice them up very, very, very small. Chayev misa. Throw the fellow off a cliff. As though he's in the foolish in halacha. No, but there must be some eitzer. There's not going to stand it on Shabbos. There has to be some kind of an eitzer. No, what's the eitzer? I'm going to give the oichel an eitzer. Then Bez Hashem. Then we're going to tell a story, and we'll tell some fakes, and Bez Hashem will go to the halacha. What's the first? We'll give an acronym. I think it's called an acronym, right? What's an acronym? Gal Shat. These are going to be the four hetayim. Gal Shat. What's Gal Shat? For all of our greatest friends, Gal Shat means the floating wave. Gal Shat. What's Gal Shat? Gal Shat is the four things of the four hetayim that we have in Titan. What are the four hetayim in Titan? Number one, Gimel. What's Gimel? Gidulei Tarka. The only time that there's an Easter of Toichen on food items is when it's something that is grown from the ground. Gidulei Tarka. That's Hashem. We'll see, for example, you're allowed to take your eggs, mash them up into many millions of pieces. Because eggs don't grow from the ground. You're allowed to take your liver, mash it up into millions of pieces. Because it doesn't grow from the ground. That's Gidulei Tarka. That's not Gidulei Tarka. That's our Hashem. Oh. Somebody wants that. What about taking an egg slicer? We know that even though you're allowed to take something and smash it, if it's non-gidulei tarka, you're allowed to mash up your eggs. But we know you're not allowed to take a specialized grinding toichen instrument, a grinding monster, and going and grind up with it. That means you're not allowed to do. What about an egg slicer? Says the Mesha Feinstein. Going, the Mesha Feinstein. Says, nay, there's no problem. Why? Because there's a Mesha. When you have an egg slicer, what's it specialized for? Specialized for grinding things that don't have a din grinding on them. So the Mela says, Moshe, you could use the egg slicer on Shabbos also. Oh, but you wouldn't be able to use the grater. Not a steraiser. We did a bottle. So it says, Gidule Kaka, but Hashem, we'll get back to it. Gidule Kaka, Gimel. What's Lamed? Lamed is the outer. The outer is such a big machleket. What does the outer mean? The outer means you're allowed to grind for immediate usage. Now this we all know when it comes to boiler, we know that the heter that you're allowed to be boiler for immediate usage. And we know immediate doesn't mean immediate either. Immediate means for the next upcoming suda, the amount of time it takes to prepare for that suda, you'd be allowed to do boiler. Who would then say some of the Rishonim, you're allowed to do toichen for the upcoming suda. Toichen for the upcoming suda. The nice big mouth like it. Says the Mishabura, Chazanish says there's no such heter. The Chazanish says to make a war against this heter. And the Mishabura says like this, says the Mishabura, if you're doing it for the upcoming Suda, says the Mishabura, then don't make it super small, says the Mishabura, make it a little bit bigger than super small. This is very hard to be done. Super small, not super small. I once heard, from a great going, I heard, what's that, the daughter of small, not small? We like to say, yes, it's a falafel salad, you know, there's little bits. The tomatoes and the cucumbers, they're small. If you make them bigger than that, a little bit bigger than that, so then the outer, if you're doing it for immediate use, the amount of time that it takes you to prepare the sudo, then you can be making. Oh, so those are the heter of the outer. Whenever we're going to see Bez Hashem, you have to make it. Certainly, if you're doing it la outer, if you're doing your choice in the outer, you're doing it in that preparation down to the sudo, then if I did, it's much more cooler than. Oh, what is gout? What's shat? Shat shin? Achidish? From Mamish Tantuchel Shabbos, we don't have such a chiddush. What's Shin? There's a heter of Toichen with a Shinui. Shinui? We know in Tantuchel Shabbos that if you do something with a Shinui, no, we don't kill you. You're not high Misa, but you're Oivan of the Abonim. Oivan is the Abonim. The man says, Oivan of the Abonim is also high Misa. Maybe we don't kill him in the bio, but he's also a bad guy. Why are we here by Toichen? There's a heter to do it with a Shinui. What's an example of Shinoi? You take the handle of the fork and you mash up the banana. The baby's screaming, it's not the banana, I need a banana. And the baby, what are you going to say to the baby? Shabbos now. Shabbos is being yingle. There's no banana. Say, here, have a whole banana. Oh, they're going to send you the child abuse. You can't give this fellow a whole banana. You have to take out the handle of the fork. You take the handle of the fork with a Shinoi and you start smashing up the banana with the handle of the fork. That's the law. What? Shinoi on Shabbos? Why did Muslim? Now I had this passion. Years I had this passion. So what do you do when you have a zakah kasha? You go to old tzaddikim. I went to an old tzaddik. I asked this old tzaddik, why did he give a heter of toichen machinery? I looked everywhere I couldn't find. And this old tzaddik, he told me he heard from another old tzaddik. The old tzaddik's name is the Chofetz Chaim. What does Chofetz Chaim say? So he said, you have to amend it. In those days, there was no such thing as a fridge. And there's no such thing as preserving. If you're going to smash up that banana before Shabbat, little Yankel is going to say, nay, I'm not eating it. Skinny Yankel is going to say, you have to make sure it's going to be fresh. So they have to give some kind of an eitzah. You can't take it with the prongs of the fork and smash it up, because then we're going to smash you up. What's the only eitzah if you're going to take the fork? The only eitzah is to take the handle of the fork and smash it with the shinoi. Chazal has to be maple over here. I nowadays we have a refrigerator. Nay, but Chazal, we're not going there. So Chazal weren't going there. So the eitzah, therefore there's no din of toichen with a shinoi. That Hashem will come back to all these things in a moment. That's Yal Shin Tes. What's the last thing in our acronym? Toichen Achar Toichen. That's the last heter that we have. Ein Toichen Achar Toichen. That means once something was already nichon, you can't be toichen. There's no Easter of being toichen in again. That's Hashem. We're going to see in a minute. What is Hezron? That comes to the power of the mice also, that's Hashem. It's going to be, you can't, that means to take your challah. Challah was already one toichen, we hope, right? It was already made it from the flour. Now if you go and you grind up the flour, you grind up the challah, you grind up the cookie, ein toichen achar toichen. So we have now our four hetayim. Oh, shiny ladies. I'm getting one more cloud, and then we can start story time. What's one more cloud? One more cloud is spacious. What if you have a suffix? A suffix toichen. What's the shadow? Who is this cow? Suffix toichen. Right? Suffix toichen. No? Oh. The Meister over here comes along the Mishabura with that day. Not the Mishabura like this. He has to catch respect to Mishabura. Not the Mishabura, and it's not maybe, says the Mishabura. We know that an animal is an animal called Gitule Karka. An animal called Gitule Karka. Animals grow out of the ground? Don't think so. That's what the Gemara is talking about. One time that. Oh, but we know animals don't grow out of the ground. It says Mishabura, yeah.
of the dead places and the Rishonim and Tana places, that when we say Gidule Karka, it doesn't have to have to be something that grows out of the ground to Pshutai. Says Mishkura, maybe it means, says the Rishonim, maybe it means something that gets its nourishment from the ground. Something that's nourished from the ground is also called Gidule Karka. Big, machlekes in Rishonim, mamish on both sides. Says Mishkura, the suffix la'alacha. Says Mishkura, Kevon, that we know that number one, Toichin in Oichlim in the first place, is a machlokes, since toichen and food items in the first place is a machlokes, number one. Number two, that's also a machlokes, whether or not animals are called gedulei karka. That's already called a steak steaker. Says in the Shabura, that's why we chop up our liver into very, very, very small pieces, because there's no problem of toichen when it comes to gedulei karka. So the nice thing, now we got from the Mishabura a big secret, a big study on both sides. What's the big study from the Mishabura? The big study from the Mishabura is that if I'm ever going to be able to find a big study, and it's a study, it can't be a little study, because I find a crazy study, like a Rishonim big study, and I can go and put it into the Cheshbin, so now, number one, Toichen and Oichlim, that's already a Machloket. We say that we're Machloket on that. You can't chop up those cucumbers without that tearing that we said. But if I can take, if I can find another study, if I find another study and I put it into the Cheshbin, over here, for example, ein toichen, the only time the toichen is with gedulei karka, something that goes in the ground. Look, the animal, some rishonim hold, is also gedulei karka, but that's already a steak steaker. Topic number one is maybe there's no toichen on food, and topic number two is even if there is toichen on food, it's only a gedulei karka, and this is a machlokes if it's gedulei karka. So thus we have now our klolim. Then again, this is story time. What's the story time? Then again, Kiseida. We'll go through all these affairs and see what happened here. For example, let's try and get fakes. The marshal. What's that law? We just said Gidulei Karka, the only time that it's called a problem of Tyson is when you're grinding off something that's Gidulei Karka, something that goes from the ground. What about a mushroom? Hi, our good friend, the mushroom. What's the name? What's the yichus of the mushroom? Yichus of the mushroom, the science talks about that. Mushrooms, I tell a secret here. Mushrooms don't manage to grow out of the ground. Everyone knows the secret out of everything. Mushrooms, they just get their imara, they get their nourishment from the ground. This is manage, we show them all over the place. And bands and places. Is this called gedulei karka now? Sometimes in Baita Sheini, yeah. Sometimes when it comes to Shvias, no. Manage, all over the place is machlokesim. What about toichen? Can I take my mushrooms and shabbos? I want to grind them up into many millions of different little pieces. What's that all? Am I allowed to grind up the mushrooms into many millions of little pieces? So look, Chayda, this is a suffix. This is a suffix. What would we say? I saw one taker. It's a suffix that I can look and leave no yodaya. I'm a suffix. I think that we would say over here the same cloud that we just saw in Moron the Mishabura. Unkarabeva the Mishabura just told us, number one, the taker when it comes to Iceland is already a machwaken. Look, we're machme on that. However, when you go and you put into the cheshbin another suffix, that's already what we call a steak taker, to mince up the mushrooms, think it should be mutter. After fun, zikr, if you do it la'alter, ain maladabe, that should be mutter, even if you're going to make it teeny. So this is when we come to Gidulei Karka. Now we're telling a shino. We're going to tell a story about Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chazon Ish. What kind of story about Rav Moshe and Chazon? Story about Ma'isa. The way that the Gedolim loved each other. How did they love each other? The Chazon Ish has a lot of love. Arichas on Toichen. He wants to show that there's no heter of la'alter. He wants to show no heter. There's no heter of doing things for immediate usages. And he wants to show there's different things over there. But Chule comes from Rav Moshe. He's fighting this Chazon Ish on a story. No, but the Chazon Ish stands off. What? I'm going to make your baby start on Shabbos at the Chazon Ish? He needs a banana and I'm telling you there's no heter to smash up the banana. Says the Chazon Ish, what's the problem? I didn't get rid of the heter of Shinoi. About you're allowed to take Lashon Chazon Ish, you're allowed to take the handle of a spoon and smash off the banana. Listen, if I can mean you, we read this Chazon Ish. No, say it. If you take the handle of a spoon, the Moshe finds you everywhere in the Chazon Ish would go. He says, I don't know, Mavin. Why did the Chazon Ish say that you're allowed to smash up the banana with the handle of a spoon? Harry, if a person would have a spoon and he would try and smash up a banana, with what part of the banana would he smash? With what part of the spoon would he smash the banana? I think we all know he would use the handle. Because the spoon part, I wouldn't smash it good. It's not going to smash as good. My thinking is you would use the handle, that's the part I would use. He says, listen, Harry, that is the Chazon Ish. He says, nay, if you come to smash up a banana on Shabbos, says the Shnon the Talmud, all that lavocha, don't use the handle of a spoon. No, the handle of a fork. Because this will know when it comes to a fork, If I'm taking a fork and I'm smashing up the banana with the prongs of the fork, that's a normal way of doing it, Kairisa. What would be the shinoi, the change, when you're coming to smash a banana using not the fork part of the fork, the teeth of the fork, using the handle of the fork, not using a spoon? That's the normal way to do it. What says the Mesha Sanchin? What's that? The Pshat from the Chazanish? What's that? The Chazanish? What's the Chazanish? What's the Pshat? Says the Mesha, it's the cloud. He says, Ulan! Maybe the pshat in the chazan ish is that any time you're using the handle of any utensil, that's already a shinoi. The definition of mal, the handle of a fork, the handle of a spoon, was not the purpose of why this fellow made the spoon, why this fellow made the fork. The mela, so that any time you use the handle, that's already where a person can make a shinoi. Look, the big machlokes, what do we do? Okay, it's a suffix. When it comes to food, this is a big muffin to be made, like we said. So this is a muffin to be made, the person only has over there a spoon, and ankle is screaming, not my banana, I want my banana. No, so then there's a muffin, I only have a spoon. So what do you do? Of course, the muffin to be made to take the handle of the spoon and smash up the banana. That's a cheetah. And now, both guys, they get the teichen, after teichen, after the meister, I want to tell a story. What's that story? Is it a story? Is it another story? What's the three stories? Friend, one story. I remember we were young lads, in the shul, Dalton, back in Flatbush. And what happened? Over there, the rabbi got up once, and he said, "Boy, you should know that when Rebbeinu Shloimeh, every matzah that Rebbeinu Shloimeh puts you in life, that you have to grow from it. Something, you have to gain something from it, because Rebbeinu Shloimeh puts you there." What happened? One day, the family decided, we're going on an outing. Where are we going on an outing? We're going to a place called Hershey Park. I don't know how many of the oil in here know that Hershey Park is. What's the yichus? Hershey Park, I'll tell you the yichus. It's they got a little museum over there, and they teach you how to make chocolate. Ah, what a master this was. I got the rabbi. Why am I in Hershey Park? What am I going to ever in my whole entire life now need to know how to make chocolate? It's not going to give me anything in life, Mr. Thomas. That's what I thought, right? No, so I got this rabbi. That's what I was thinking the whole time. No, let's say that, but no, what can I do? Keep up, hey, I have to go to bed. Mama takes to go inside, comes along over there. Julio takes us in this little car, Hershey Kiss. And he takes this and he starts driving around, and he says, "This is how they make chocolate. That's a shabbat bite. We're going to get them in this agonist." All of a sudden, he takes us in this car. We're driving around this car. This is where they take the beans, and they grind up the beans. I'm sitting there going, "I got this rabbi. I know there's no tayyaris in my guns are led to being in Hershey Park." They grind up the beans, and they grind, and then after, what do they do after they grind up the beans? Oh, then they melt it down into this liquid form of chocolate. And I don't know where Hershey Park is. And then afterwards, they grind up the beans, and they rip into liquid, and then afterwards, they solidify it, and they mold it, and they make it into one solid mass. And that kind of meiser. What is the meiser? I'll tell you another meiser. Remember, I was sitting once in Yerushalayim near a Kodesh, and I was sitting downstairs waiting for a Kiddush. And what do I see? I see a rabbit. A Yerushalmi cook, and she's sitting there with a peeler. Hey, a peeler. And she's got a chocolate bar. And I says, "Oh, they don't have, what do they call it? Sprinkles. They don't have that." And I says, "Oh, maybe they do." And she's taking this peeler and she's making chocolate shavings on top of a cake. Me, I've never seen such a sight in my whole life. I'm looking at her like this. She turns to me and she says to me, "Oh, look there. What are you searching? You're looking for the whole cook down there. What are you looking at me?" She says, I know what you're looking at. You want to know what about Teichen? Talmud Chacham Yerushalmi, I'm in trouble. I said, no, what's the difference? Once you ask, why isn't it Teichen? She says to me, Ein Teichen Achat Teichen. Ein Teichen Achat Teichen. Ein Teichen Achat Teichen. Now I got her. Why do I got her? Let me tell you another story. This is a story about Maran the Chazan Ish. We have a kabbalah. We have a b'shem the chazanish. It's ibezogi that the chazanish tells that to grind that chocolate on Shabbos is toichen.
What about the toichen after toichen? Didn't you listen to the cook?
Now I'm going to tell you why. There is no going to matter. What's pshat? Ein toichen after toichen. What's pshat?
Two ways you can learn says the chazanish.
There's only one way you can learn says the chazanish. Ein toichen after toichen. It's like ein bishul after bishul.
Once already a maisa of toichen was done in this place. There's already done something that's done in ground once, so then it can't be chal another grinding in this chaser. The same thing, ain't a shock of mission. Once in the ground once, you can't grind twice. That's one of the Sedekah's mission.
Next! That's not pshat. In ain't a shock of mission. He says, what's that the pshat ain't a shock of mission? Not because it is. Tzedekah means ein teichen at a teichen means that the connection of a man-made connection is not considered a chosh of a connection. So what are you grinding up? You're grinding up something that's not properly connected, Tzedekah Nish. Marshall, Tzedekah Nish. What happens? You have a potato and a cholent, and it gets cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked. And it's so cooked that from within it's like mom has been chemically broken down. And all you do is you take out that potato from the chalent, you go, you give it a little bit of a tap, and it smashes into a million pieces. Says the Chazanish, is there toichen there? Says the Chazanish, no. Why? Because according to the Chazanish, what's the pshat? Ein toichen acha toichen. I was never toichen this thing. Who cares? There's the Chazanish. What's the pshat? Ein toichen acha toichen. Pshat ein toichen acha toichen is, there's only a toichen when you're destroying, when you're breaking down a properly connected chesed. Mashaykin, something that was cooked in a chalent pot for 30 hours, well, it was cooked for 30, 30, 40 hours, and the mice, this thing was so properly broken down, so there's no toichen in that. Because he says, ein toichen acha toichen has nothing to do with it was once toichen. It's just a way of saying something that the man-made connection is no longer called toichen. Now, metal comes along with Chazanish. He says, how do they make metal? They take the metal and they grind it up and then they liquefy it and they make it into whatever different things they want. They make it into the shender and they cause, well, Mamish, what happened? After it was already ground up into many different pieces and it was now formed into one solid mass. So the Chazanish, are we going to say over there, ain't taken out of taken? According to the Chazanish, that doesn't, no way. What was the whole svara of ain't taken out of taken? The Chazanish, that's something that is not properly connected. It's not properly connected. So then there's no din of taken, because it's already ground up. You don't need me to grind it, it's already ground. I said, Chazanish, what about when you have metal, that's you're going to say is not properly connected? That's one solid mass. Yeah, that boy said, what's the sign of coin to the Chazanish with chocolate? Who wasn't listening to Julio? What did he tell us? How did they make chocolate? It's a mamish metal. It's a mamish metal. What do? You take first the bean, you grind up the bean, you grind up the bean, then after you grind up the bean, they liquefy the bean. And then after they liquefy the bean, they make it into one solid mass. All the different pieces of the chocolate are getting mixed together. Is that not voice? Is that not a proper chibur? Is anybody going to stay over here? Ain't going to have a person according to Chazanish. We stay over from the Chazanish. The Chazanish would hold. On that, we don't say ain't toichen have a toichen. If you grind up chocolate on Shabbos, according to the Chazanish, would help the other there. The Chayimis. Ay, what's going to be with this? You shall me cook. This you shall me cook. It's neither. She says to me, ain't toichen have a toichen. Don't you know anything? Hello, voice. I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to tell you a secret. I found afterwards, Zilma Goyim. What is it? Zilma Goyim? Why does Zilma Goyim? Does it already work? I don't know that many millions. Maybe. How comes along the Zilma Goyim? Says the Zilma Goyim, do you know what the Pshat is? Ein Toichen, Acha Toichen? Says the Zilma Goyim. Ein Toichen, Acha Toichen is Ein Bisho, Acha Bisho. What does that mean? He's telling us what the Chazanish said, don't say. Any time says the Goyim that there was already once done a Maisa Toichen in this Chesed, then no longer could you have a Toichen. Now, by that, in the chocolate, was there once done a Toichen in this chocolate bar? Yes. So the Mela comes along according to the Goyim, and the Goyim is going to hold a Toichen, acha Toichen. Hi, who gives this Yerushalmi cook the right to decide between the Dome Goyim and the Chazanish? You would get your head in between such a thing. The Teres is, she knows the secret. So when you have a suffix, when it comes to Toichen, suffix number one, Mikhal, maybe chocolate is mostly because in Toichen acha Toichen. It's a suffix. Suffix of the Chazanish and the Goyim, that's the suffix of the Malachim, Mamish. A suffix of the Malachim. Suffix number one. Suffix number two, even if you want to say that there is Toichen, but there's a lot of showing them out there that hope there's no Toichen when it comes to Toichen. That's our problem, we should do a Toda. That's already a fake thing. There's nothing to be made though. You see somebody doing it, at least, we'll call a prophet. If they're doing it out there, even if they make it continue in his fault, well, they're nothing to be made though. So isn't that time for one more Meister? No one more Meister. No, we don't set stories about Shinoi and stories about Teichen Acha Teichen. The Alter, that's another story. What is this? Aslam Meisla. Another Nachleikis between the Moshe and the Leibniz and Shtar, Moin Rebbe Yashu. Most of the Meisla's Rebbe Yashu. What's the Shaila making carrot salad on Shabbos? That island's been waiting here. I know what's going on here. The other wants to know, what's that? I don't know that he's talking chocolate, he's talking all these things. What's that sign, my carrot salad? What's carrot? What's the use of carrot salad? Well, I'll tell you a story. Carrot salad is ground. What's it ground? It's very thin. You can't cut it any thin. You take that peeler, however they do it, and they make thin strips. But Michael, there's still another room to be taken over here. You can still grind it that way. You can chop it up lengthwise. You did whatever you could widthwise, but you can do whatever you can, you still do lengthwise. Is that called toichen? In other words, I did a slicing to the fullest extent one way. If there was in slicing, even though I did it only on one way, but still I didn't do it the other way. No. So the Yashin has a gemara. Don't think about it. Who's a gemara? The gemara 9,000 Shabbat. Over there, the fellow is coming to be over. Oh, me they chatoy you some Shabbat. No, so the Gemara says when he makes a basket, he's going to be over. I think on 11 chatoyos over there. The Gemara says, what is the 11th? One of the chatoyos over there says Rashi is toichen. Why is it toichen? Because you take this Rashi, this wood piece, this big wood beam, and you go and you slice the beam into strips to make such a basket. You slice out strips to make the basket. And says what the Rashi does is. Carousel, mamish carousel. What do we see? We see that it's enough. If I take something, I went from one big form to a little form. Well, I go from a little form, I didn't go all the way. There's still more room for chopping. And it says to the Yashin, no, say it. You see that one? If you ground it up one way, you slice it up one way, that's enough. That's the carousel. That's the chayyot basket. And they say, comes on, Yashin, thank you. Why is Yeshua lay there? If it's going to be a suffix, we're going to be make up, lay there. Major thanks me, that's what Yeshua, Major thanks me, the story Yeshua is up there. What's the story Yeshua, the Major? That's the Major. He says, why is it that by a basket, when I take the big wood beam over there, the big wood piece of wood, and I slice it into a thin strip, why is that called function? The Meister says, tell me more room to slice. Says the Meister, what do you mean? If you're going to go and slice it up more, you're not going to have a basket. Rather, so the Meister, when it comes to a basket, thus the Meister, when it comes to making a basket, what's considered, I went from making something big, and it's a chasheva uftu, it's chasheva tosah, a chasheva accomplishment, when I made it from something big to something thin and small. That's my basket. When you made this thing now, you're the boy of the basket. Not saying came by carrot salad, don't make it fancy. The whole point in the first place that is toichen when it comes to oichen, this is the chiddush. Chiddush number one. There's toichen and oichen, we know them, I can't give you shame. No, so the only time we're going to be master when there's toichen and oichen is the karma that you toichened it to the fullest extent of the law. Not only did you slice it lengthwise, you slice it widthwise. The last line, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,